Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for high school football on your station for sports, WCDO. Harry Graves and Dave Keller tonight from a rather rainy Sydney High School alumni field. And we have got football in the rain, all sorts of umbrellas up. The players are running around and making little splashes all the way. And Coach Dave, that means that everything is up for grabs because we're likely to see loose footballs run around, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. If you're going to make a big splash, tonight would be the night. I can't imagine there's going to be a huge passing night, but you just never know, Harry. You just never know.
Well, for those of you who decided to sit at home and listen to the broadcast tonight, whether you're from Sydney or from the Unadilla Valley, New Berlin, South New Berlin, Edmiston area, welcome to our broadcast. This game tonight, the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm. Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Centers, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service, see the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call, Sydney 563-4311. That's 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans for both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Well, we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for both teams coming up in just a moment. Live football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, again on a drizzly night. We will upgrade the weather just a little bit. It's homecoming weekend here for the Sydney Warriors, so there are lots of activities. All sorts of athletes from various teams have been introduced throughout the evening. Lots of activities that were all given credit for. So, Coach Dave, you've been watching the goings-on. Have we gotten anything down on the field yet?
No, not yet. I'm trying to discern if Nate McDonald is out there. I don't see a number 5 or a 24 yet. I'm just trying to find out if there's any number changes before the kickoff happens.
Well,
not
we
that
will.
It matters.
We will let you know about those whenever we find them out. Looking at the starting lineups for the Sydney Warriors, we'll start out with them first tonight. We are going to have number 62, that's Trey Crawford, in as the center. The two guards that flank him will be Alex Morrow, 51, also a junior, and Colin Brandle, number 64, a 270-pound junior. At tackles, number 65, Austin Dean, and number 54, Bryant Gray. They're the young men, a freshman and a sophomore. And then out in the ends, it will be Mike Ward, number 7, and number 8, Austin McCurl. As in all other games this season, Patrick Vibbert, a sophomore, will be doing the quarterbacking. And running in the backfield, a number of people we will expect to see: John Wingate, number 12, Nate McDonald, number 24, Brandon Walters, number 22, and of course you're going to see a whole lot of Damian Zimmer. He is wearing number 6. We also expect to see a little bit of Cody Bourne. He wears number 2. So we will be back with a look at the UVE Storm coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the Catalog Outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the Catalog Outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get 2 slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zike and Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Are selling chicken and candied apples for a fundraiser.
So it is a rainy evening in Sydney. As we have said, we had gone through the Sydney Warrior lineup and looking at the starters for the UV Storm on their offensive unit. Brandon Miles, a senior, will be doing the quarterbacking. He will be wearing number 10. And in the backfield, lone senior is going to be Dylan Akins, number 38, and a pair of juniors, Justin Hofer and Cody Holman. The center for the UV Storm will be number 51, Tom Myers, a junior. And then at guard, Hank DeGlee, a freshman, and Jason Rouse, a senior. In the tackle positions, Brandon Gott, a sophomore, and Rich Conklin, a freshman. They wear numbers 35 and 55, respectively. And rounding out the starters for the UV Storm, Travis Conklin, number 15, a senior. And at the other end, it's going to be Eli Madison, number 88, a sophomore.
Sydney won the toss. They elected to receive. UVE will be kicking off from our left to our right. And let it all begin.
So it looks to me like we're going to have Brandon Miles, number 10, doing the kicking. He's the guy that holds his hand up, and he is approaching the football, and here we go. Long kick. It's going to bounce at the 15 and roll into the end zone. So that means that the Sydney Warriors will have the ball being brought back out. They'll get the opportunity to line up from there. This field is not in bad shape at all visually. That doesn't mean that the footing is great, but we don't have any big bear spots down below us.
I'm sure it's going to be a little slick, and it's going to be interesting to see whether we can read the numbers or not after the first quarter, Harry.
This is where you hope that you have vision that goes through mud. All right, here we go. Patrick Vibbert and company. First pitch comes back to him, and he'll go in his backfield to big Brandon Walters, and the 215-pound junior rumbles forward for close to 5 yards as he's out to the 25.
So far, so good. And you know what? I think you're going to see an awful lot of runs between the tackles. And the tough part here is on the defense because they have to cut.
11:35, opening quarter, scoreless ball game. This time the snap will come back into the backfield, and again it's going to be power right up the center. Coming up will be Brandon Walters again, and he will get up very close to first down territory as he is about to the 30-yard line. Now the white hat goes ahead and gives the signal, and it will be first down for the Sydney Warriors. The linesmen move the chains. They'll spot the ball down at the 31-yard line. We're going to have one of those days when we have an umbrella right in front of us. The ball's going to be kept on the ground. John Wingate will carry. 5'10", 155-pound junior picks up a yard, maybe two, before he is brought down by the heart of the UVE Storm line.
Yeah, the heart that time was number 38, Dylan Akins for UVE. Good tackle for 1 yard gain.
Long huddle. Now Vibbert breaks out. He's going to send Mike Ward off to the near side. This is the most spread out we've seen the line. The ball is going to be kept in there by Vibbert, and Vibbert will be greeted from behind. And the man that's going to bring him down is going to be number 57. That's Alex Volio, if I get that correctly.
I think you did a very good job. I think you're right.
I didn't see Alex Volio, but then again, we're seeing defensive players. Alex is only a freshman. Now Vibbert going back in from the sidelines. He's picked up the play from there. Once again, spreads his line out. This time they're going to send Wingate into motion, going left to right. The play will be on the ground, no gain, as all of a sudden the entire UVE line just collapses and drops on Brandon Walters. He picks up maybe a yard, and that might be generous.
Yeah, UVE all of a sudden is stiffening up between the tackles. But it's going to be hard to get out and around the corner if you want to try and plant your foot on this ground. I don't know if it's going to hold.
Aaron McCarroll split out to the near side. The long snap on a fourth and about 14 is going to be high, and it's going to be picked up in there by Nate McDonald, number 24. He will be hit immediately. A number of UVE Storm defenders in on him. Big loss. The ball will be dropped down, let's see, about the 18-yard line, 17-yard line, way back in Sydney Warrior territory.
And that's unfortunate for Nate McDonald because that's going to reflect on his rushing stats tonight. So he's going to have to pile up a few positive yards to negate that.
So the UVE Storm take over first and 10 on the 17-yard line. And now we will see what the offense can be for the Storm. First play from scrimmage, capped on the ground. They'll try the left side of the line, coming up off the bottom of the pile. They're going to say Cody Holman, number 23. He's the junior running back. Cody's very interesting. His part-time job for the last couple of years has been working up at Milford Academy, so he gets to see a whole lot of players that are a whole lot bigger than him. Hofer, Holman, and Akins in the backfield. Finally the snap, and it'll be rumbling forward again. It looks like it's going to be Akins who will come up off the bottom of the pile. Picks up a yard, maybe two. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it five.
Boy, it's going to come down to which line gets a better push and what line can hold, you know.
So the first series from scrimmage for the Sydney Warriors came up with a fourth and long yardage. That snap was high, and it set up the first series of downs for the UVE Storm from the 17. Now it's going to be third and about five, and carrying the ball in the backfield for the UVE Storm, number 22, that's Justin Hofer. And Hofer managed to get no appreciative yardage, maybe two, maybe 3 yards. It'll bring up a fourth, and we'll call it two. Lots of noise on the part of the Sydney fans. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO Sydney, New York. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here on homecoming weekend. Split way out to the far side. It's going to be Cody Holman. And the play will be on the ground right up the middle, and they're waving all over the place saying, we've got the first down. The officials are not quite as eager. They're going to take a closer look at things. Now they are eyeballing it across, and let's see. They are going to say, we want to measure. Bring in the chains. That politically is a very good thing to do.
It's close. They want to make sure.
So we will see. We are going to have the UVE Storm. We had one of gentlemen come in and give us some of one of the spotters for Unadilla Valley Edmiston. Eight men are from Edmiston, and they make the trip down every day for practice.
The officials got a better look at that. They did not bring the chains in, and Sydney has the ball first down.
So the Sydney Warriors, it will be first and 10 for the Warriors. They'll put the ball down at the 10-yard line. And we'll see. Who'd you get the first carry for there, Coach?
Brandon Walters picks up about 4 tough, muddy yards.
So Brandon Walters, 5'10", 215-pound junior. He puts on his full engine and bulldozes his way forward. Mike Ward split to the near side. Way off on the far side, Austin McCarroll. And they're going to, give the ball off to number 22. Once again, Walters. And Walters gets good running room. He'll have first down and then some as he gets across the 20, across the 25. And he's going to be down at about the 26-yard line.
Pick up about 13 yards. Brandon Walters got a really nice kick-out block from, I think it was a pulling guard who kicked out on the end, and he just sliced through for a big gain.
Vibbert ready to go. The snap comes back to him. He'll keep it on the ground and go to the money man again, Is it going to be number two in theirs? Cody Bourne manages to get the carry that time. How confusing can you be? In that backfield, we could have number two, Cody Bourne, number 12, John Wingate, number 22, that is Brandon Walters, and not enough twos, we've also got number 24, that's Nate McDonald. Second and nine. Ooh, the snap comes back a little hard. Bibber does a bit of a juggle and then finally hauls it in. He's still on his feet. He'll pick up three, maybe four. He's about at the 30-yard line before he is stuffed.
Yeah, really, he did a nice job there. That ball shot through his hands. He did a little alley-oop turning around trying to pull it in, and he turned nothing into something.
We made mention earlier that the in earlier games of the ages of the various teams, some seem to have lots and lots of seniors and some have lots and lots of juniors. If you compare these two teams, you'll see that the UVE Storm have many freshmen and sophomores compared to Sydney. Ball kept on the ground again. And let's see, coming up off the bottle of the pack, it's going to be Brandon Walters. On a muddy field, you sort of have to wait for people to come up off that bottom. You can't look around and say, oh, well, you know, there's a number that's missing. I'll take that one.
And again, number 38 in on the tackle, Dylan Akins.
Nate McDonald back on a fourth and five. He'll be doing the kicking. He'll kick from about his 20-yard line. Snap is to him, and the kick is off, and it's good. It's going to bounce at the 46 and finally be pounced on at about the 41-yard line. The man who came in that time was Damian Zimmer, and Zimmer was the one after one of the UVE Storm potential receivers just stepped back and let it roll.
Yeah, and it rolled and it rolled until finally the water caught up with it, and then it just stopped.
Splash. So play will resume down at the 41-yard line in UV Storm territory. Scoreless ball game, 4:30, period number one. The Sydney Warriors against the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm. Snap. Coming back to Brandon Miles. He's going to go in the air. His intended receiver, downfield number 22, Justin Hoffer, he can't jump high enough to be able to grab it down.
He was covered pretty well by number 7, Mike Ward. You know, I appreciate the Sydney ball boy. He's running around down there. It looks like he's got this aura around him. It's actually a big plastic bag, but it looks cool.
When we look over across the way, the loyal fans for the UVE Storm, there are probably not more than 30 or 40 over there under very few umbrellas. Snap goes back to Miles. Miles is going to hand it off in there. See who it's number 22. That's Justin Hofer, and Hofer's going to be stomped down.
Big Austin Dean, a young man. He's only a freshman, but he's 6'4", 225 pounds, and he met him in the backfield for a four-yard loss.
4 minutes even, showing on the clock. Period number one, scoreless ball game. The Storm back in the huddle. They're huddling at about the 25. Now they break out, come back to the third, and we'll call it 14 position. The ball down at about the 36. The pitch goes back in there. It's going to be the number 23, Cody Homan. And Homan can't make the turn as he started to cut to his left and go upfield. And he lost his footing and goes down for about a three-yard loss back across the 35 at about the 33.
And the UVE is going in the wrong direction here. Sydney's getting great penetration.
Third and fifth, 3:15 showing on the clock. The ball is going to be kicked away. It will hit down inside the 45, make a big splash, go nowhere, and it will be the Sydney Warriors taking over in UV Storm territory at the 44.
And I think that ball was partially blocked. Either it was someone got a hand on it, and it might have been number 75, Austin Dean, or number 40, Tyler Bodine.
So the chains are being rearranged on the field to make it first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. As we said, at the 44-yard line, long call, and finally it's going to be brought back to Vibbard, who will go right in there to Brandon Walters, and Walters is going to be stacked up immediately. No gain on that play.
Yeah, they're giving him forward progress to the original line of scrimmage, so he gives him a zippity-doo-dah. He was wrapped up in the backfield.
So it'll bring up a second and 10. Eli Madison in on the tackle that time, among others. So it is still going to be Ward out in one direction, McCarroll in the other. Going into motion will be John Wingate, and the ball will be kept on the ground. It goes off in there to the aforementioned Wingate. He gets a little bit of running room, is able to get his footing and turn upfield, and he will get very close to first down territory. They will spot that ball at about the 34-and-a-half. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it one. And it may be a short one at that. 2 minutes even, opening period of play. Homecoming weekend here at Sydney High School. Flags all over the place. Illegal procedure against the Warriors. That will move them back to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that's too bad. Third and one, and you know they're going to take two runs at it if they didn't get it on this play, but that pushes them back now. Third and six, that changes things.
So the ball down right on what we would say would be, well, I guess it's a little inside the chalk mark where they put it down. We will not have the advantage of chalk marks here too long tonight. They will go quickly. Into motion, it's going to be Wingate. And the ball comes back to Vibbard. He's going to keep it himself, try to go off the left side of the line. He gets a little bit of running room, maybe half of what he needs, but he is still going to be very high of the 35 at about the 37-yard line. Fourth down and still about three.
That wasn't a bad run by Vibbard again. I'm not so sure he intended to running the ball, just the snap came back bad. He had to pick it up and get what he could, and he ground out about 2 yards.
You talked about the Sydney ball boy. He went out and handed the ball to one of the officials that time, had a dry football. The official dropped it. So it will be muddy football for the Warriors. Wingate in motion. It's Cody Bourne who is going to carry. Cody Bourne will pick up much more than he needs as he gets down inside the 30, getting close to the 25-yard line. Let's see.
Cody Bourne getting some nice blocking downfield by those linemen up front.
Now, they're not going to give him quite that much. He'll be inside the 30, but they'll put the ball down at about the 39. We have 58 seconds clock running here at Sydney High School. Coming out to the near side, Taylor Dunnigan. He splits way out. They're going to give Mike Ward a rest for a moment. Snap comes back in there to Vibbard. Vibbard comes forward a little bit, doesn't pick up a whole lot of running room, picks up two, maybe three. Couple of UV Storm players are a little bit disgusted with themselves because they would like to have stopped him back a little bit more.
Well, Vibbard had his helmet ripped off, and he looks like he's in a little bit of discomfort, so he's coming off the field at least for one play.
21.3 seconds as we come to the end of period number one. And now it is going to be Vibbard kneeling down, and they're going to have a bit of a break. Nope, now they're going to pick him up and bring him over. So he's up walking under his own power, but he is being assisted off the field by a couple of members of the coaching staff. Play will continue. 21.3 seconds. Nate McDonald going in. McDonald probably will be doing the quarterbacking. We have seen him as the backup quarterback quite frequently this year. Nate McDonald, a junior, 5'10", 190 pounds. Donegan split off to the near side. Austin McCarroll to the far side. Now a shift in the backfield, and they're going to send Wingate in motion. The snap will come back to McDonald. He bobbles it momentarily, then picks it up, rumbles forward, gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe 1 yard beyond that, and that's going to be about it. Cody Bourne coming into the ball game as we run out of time. So scoreless ball game, the Sydney Warriors against the UVE Storm here on your station for sports, WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
This is not the only game being played in the rain tonight. Deposit Hancock is playing at Oxford. Of course, we said this game, UVE at Sydney. Also in a non-leaguer that a lot of people will be looking at, it's going to be Owego at Green. Those are some of the MAC teams that will be in play tonight. Ooh, ball's going to be kept on the ground. And if I had to guess, I would say that's Brandon. It's number 24 in there. Nate McDonald, who keeps it himself. And he will get back about to the line of scrimmage, picking up maybe a yard. But it's still going to bring up a fourth down and about six, maybe seven.
Now, I mentioned that first quarter took us 19 minutes to play. My watch said 20 after. My phone said 18 after, so I split the difference. But that's got to be some kind of record.
So here we are, period number two, scoreless ball game for those of you just joining us. With the ball on the first series of downs in the second quarter, it's the Sydney Warriors rolling out as McDonald. He wants to throw, but he is caught from behind. Dylan Akins, the man who comes over and gives him a stick. And as a result, Nate McDonald is going to be dropped back for about the 31-32. And with that, the UVE Storm will take over on downs.
Well, Dylan Akins, he's making himself known out there on defense. He's showing up quite a lot.
Dylan played on the interior line. He was not a running back all through JV, and this is the time that we've seen him really come out of his, I don't know, what do you want to call it, his training mode and into his own. One of the things at UVE that they watched for a long time was the success of the JV. They had them all come up together. Cody Holman takes the snap a little bit high as he bobbles it, and all of a sudden the rain comes down a whole lot harder. Holman isn't going to be able to get any running room at all, and he will be dropped back down just high of the 20, and we'll call it a first down. Now they should be second and about 20.
Wow. Brandon Miles took the ball and he ran out on a pitch course, and he had to pitch it, which he did, and Cody Holman didn't have a chance. Sydney had that defended well.
Second and 20. 10:28 showing on the clock. Scoreless ball game. Period number two. The ball going to be kept on the ground. Stu, didn't see who got it that time. We'll have to wait for a number to reveal itself. 23, Cody Holman. So Cody Holman picks up about five that time as he got a little bit of running room. Remember, he was deep in a hole at second and 20, so he's back now to about third and 15, and the rain is pelting down pretty conspicuously.
Yeah, it's coming in waves.
Now, remember, we're inside, so we don't have to put up with it today. And whoever had the umbrella in front of me is seated. That's wonderful. Ball kept on the ground again, and again it will be a short gain. Nothing that the UVE Storm wanted. Dylan Akins up off the bottom of the pile. 9:28 showing on the clock. Fourth down and about 14. And a definite kicking situation for the UVE Storm. Coming into this ballgame, it was, I believe, 1-3 overall, if I remember. I've closed the book right now.
Correct.
For the UVE Storm. And I want to say, we'll get to the other one. It's going to be kicked away by Miles. He gets a big booming kick. It goes way over top of the head of John Wingate. Wingate finally picks it up and starts coming upfield, and he had his legs cut out from under him by a rapidly approaching member of the Storm. I want to say that was Eli Madison. I don't know for sure, but I think it may have been.
That was a nice kick when this rain. You think that would knock a football down, but boy, that thing carried.
So we have both of these teams 0-1 in league play. Sydney is 2-2 overall, and UVE is 1-3 overall. That's what we get when we pull out the charts and see what we have to see. So here we go. The Sydney Warriors, 1st and 10 from about the 25. The ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be Austin McCarroll carrying. McCarroll will pick up 1st down and a whole lot more as he's finally run out of bounds on the upside of the 40 at about the 41-yard line.
Yeah, that was nice. And it was easy to call him, too, because that's the first time he's touched the ball. Nice, clean jersey.
Austin McCarroll, a 5'10", 140-pound junior, used all of his muscle that time to get out of bounds at about the 41. 1st and 10, Sydney Warriors, 8:39. Now the snap, and it's going to be no gain.
John Wingate.
Looks to me like Wingate, Johnny Wingate, getting through for a gain of a couple, and that's about it.
John Wingate on the carry. Tackle made by number 56, Josh.
So Cody Bourne bringing a signal in from the bench. The fronts of these jerseys are not too terribly dirty at the moment. Of course, it will say that, and the guy with the ball will be just inundated.
Covered with mud.
Patrick Vibbert's going to send a man in motion. The ball is going to be carried in there by Bourne. Cody Bourne will get up close to first down territory as he gets near the 50. Looks like he might have been forced out of bounds at about the 49. And let's see. They're going to mark it down. It'll still be a 3rd down. They're going to put it right on the chalk mark. He has to get to the 49 over in Storm territory.
I love it on a night like this when you see the ball carrier go down in the pile of tacklers and just is a big splash and the whole pile slides.
7:25, clock running, period number 2. Snap goes back. I believe that is going to be who, Walters? Nope, McDonald. Nate McDonald carrying the ball. He will pick up 10, about 24, 25 yards as he finally gets across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line before he will be stopped. And this will probably be the longest drive that we have seen in this contest. I think we saw one pass, if I remember. We haven't seen anything else except lots and lots of ground play.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden the rain suddenly, I won't say stops, but it's not coming down in sheets in front of us.
When I first entered the ballpark tonight, it was sheets. A sheet of it over here, a sheet of it over there.
So we've got a pause in the action. You're listening to Live Football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
You talked about seeing sheets of rain. I was, this afternoon before I came over here, I was doing some work up on a hilltop, and I could see the wave of rain coming across the valley. Number six, that's Damian Zimmer. He goes into motion, and we are going to be having a flag on that play.
Yeah, coming from the white hat, probably a holding.
So now they talk things over in there with the co-captain, Cody Holman. And they will mark things off against the Sydney Warriors. Going to be 5 yards.
And I don't see Vibbard on the offense yet, so he's still out of the game. I wonder what happened. I wonder if maybe he got a finger through the face mask, got poked in the eye maybe.
So it's going to be first down again, and this time it will be first. I don't quite figure that out. It's first and 13. I lose a couple of yards in there.
Yeah.
6:55 showing on the clock. Goes back to McDonald. Nate McDonald is going to be caught in his own back. Oh, now he breaks loose, and look out. He has coughed up the football. He managed to shake off one and then a second would-be tackler. He found a little bit of running room, and then all of a sudden got hit hard, and we saw the football go flying out. It looks like it was fallen on by one of the Sydney Warriors, but not until McDonald will get credit for a pickup of over 5 yards. The ball spotted down at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to get sacked for, you know, no gain, but he wound up breaking a couple of tackles and picking up about 10 yards, but he's still 6 yards shy.
Now Brandon Walters coming into the ball game. Cody Bourne coming out. The Warriors all bunched up on the far side of the field. We have a wet field, but suddenly we do not have driving rain. Man goes into motion. The ball will be kept on the ground. No gain. And that will bring up a third and still close to five.
22, Brandon Walters on the carry. Tackle made by number 60.
Walters getting maybe a yard, and that might be generous. 5:45 remaining period number two. Scoreless ball game. Sydney against the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm.
Yeah. And Walters got tackled by Jason Rouse.
I'm so impressed with myself that I remember to say UVE and get the E in there time and time again. So now dropping back is McDonald. McDonald is going to pass it going high up into the air, and trying to bat it away will be Cody Holman, number 23. He is the junior now playing defensively for the UV Storm. Fourth down and still, we'll call it five.
And unofficially, I think that's the first pass attempt by Sydney.
And with that, the Sydney Warriors will call timeout. So we have a scoreless ball game here on homecoming weekend at Sydney High School. You're listening to your station for sports, Sydney WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, folks, well, we've got football in the afternoon. Of course, it will be the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats over at Delhi. We'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon. But if you're looking for something to do, you've got a couple of opportunities for harvest suppers tomorrow. Unadilla Center United Methodist Church will be having a ham supper, and up in Franklin, it's a roast pork dinner at the Franklin United Methodist Church. Both of those tomorrow. The ball is going to be kept on the ground as it's going to be Nate McDonald breaking loose and finally scoring. So Nate McDonald goes in from the, 28-yard line. So a 28-yard run in there by Nate McDonald. He almost got caught a time or two, but he manages to go through and gets the Sydney Warriors up by a 6-0 score. That coming at 5:07 of the second period.
And again, good blocking by his guys up front. They stayed on their people and continued to the next level, and he took it all the way into the end zone.
So the PAT attempt coming up, it looks like they're going to keep it on the ground as it comes back in there to McDonald. He is going to have that snap come in low, and by the time he picks it up and tries to get going, any holes had been closed, and as a result, the attempt is no good. So we go into the final 5 minutes of the first half with the Sydney Warriors going out to a 6-0 lead over the UVE Storm. Football on a Friday night on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the ball is going to be kicked, and it'll be taken down at about the, 28, 29-yard line, and a short pickup will carry it across the 30 to about the 31, and the UVE Storm will take over from there. Coming up games tomorrow, we told you BG at Delhi, also of great interest to Tri-Town area fans. Unitego at Shenango Forks. That should be a humdinger. So now Brandon Miles has everybody ready to go, and the ball will be capped on the ground. Coming up, now they're going to, all the Sydney Warriors are saying, we've got the ball. It was loose ball, so the officials are trying to unsort that. And now they're going to say, yes, it was a coughed-up football. Sydney Warriors recovered. And as a result, they will have the ball in excellent field position at about the 34-yard line.
I couldn't see who picked that up, but, hey, that was heads-up. Sydney get the ball right back. Maybe they can add to their 6-point lead.
Just moments ago, the first score of this game now has the Sydney Warriors leading by a 6-0 score over the UVE Storm. It has momentarily stopped raining. We do have a bit of a mud ball, but so be it. The ball is going to be in... I have no clue. That looks to me like Johnny Wingate, number 12.
I would say it's Mud 12.
So Wingate managing to be dropped for about 1 yard loss, actually, if I guide the position of the ball by the chains on the far side. 4:28 left second period of this contest.
On his back, the 1 in his 12 was totally obliterated by mud.
Damian Zimmer splits off to the near side. The snap will go back, and they're going to hand it off to Austin McCarroll. McCarroll still on his feet. Will get up very close to first down territory. He is across the 30 and very close to the 25 before he's tripped up and in one of the muddier parts of the field. Inside 4 minutes.
Yeah, nice run. He picked up about 8 yards there. Not enough for a first down. He's still shy about three.
Cody Bourne in the ball game now. We have not seen Patrick Vibber back in the ball game since he went out. He had his helmet ripped off. And, of course, that is an opportunity of the potential, we'll call it, for injury. Nate McDonald taking over the quarterbacking duties. He's going to split a man off to the near side. Snap comes back low. He can't do anything but pick it up and run for it himself. He does pick it up and rumbles forward, but Jason Rouse is right there to bring him down. And Rouse brings him down, but not until he gets across the 20-yard line. That's enough for the first down. They'll be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors at the 19. Clock still running, 3:07 on the clock right now. The Warriors holding their huddle in the middle of a puddle, and now waiting for Nate McDonald to come in with the play from the bench. He'll split Mike Ward out to the left side. Off to the near side, it's Austin McCarroll. The ball is snapped, bobbled momentarily, and now McDonald wants to throw it. He puts it up, jumping high into the air is number 22, Justin Hofer. And Hofer has it almost for an interception, but it falls to the ground harmlessly.
A huddle in a puddle, quite a muddle. The center's having a hard time getting the ball back to the quarterback today. We've seen several missed snaps.
Cody Bourne and Nate McDonald, both on the conference on the near sideline. Now they come in, they're going to send a man in motion, and the ball will be carried in there by Bourne, and Bourne will be read perfectly by a couple of UVE defenders. He will get no gain. Going to be stopped down for, maybe even about a one-yard loss. He's going to be right on the line of scrimmage, we'll call it, third and 10. So we are going to be having a Friday. Hopefully it will clear out by Saturday, but a Friday evening of passing waves of rain that come up. Still warm. The front hasn't come through, so temperatures haven't dropped yet. The ball snapped back to McDonald. McDonald going to be getting a couple of blocks, and now he is finally being brought down hard by, I want to say, number 22 again. Who is it? It's going to be either in there Justin Hofer, I believe, who it was, or Cody Holman, one of those two. One's 22 and the other's 23, and they're both filthy, dirty jerseys.
They're getting a lot of action.
Gain to about the mid-year point. You'll need fourth and we'll call it five. Damian Zimmer split off to the near side. Ward on the far side. And it's going to be McCarroll going into motion. Nate McDonald not going to find a big hole, but he may have gotten just enough for that first down. After the snap came back to him, he rumbled forward right up off the center of his line. And they'll have to spot where it is. Conference of the officials. And now they're going to say first down for the Sydney Warriors.
That was a nice cut. Nate McDonald took the ball and he started to go to his left, but he saw a little crack and he was able to plant his feet and cut right straight up, right at the middle, like you said. First down.
An appeal was made, and now they will bring the chains in to measure. That is one of those things where sometimes the co-captains can step forward and say, hey, I want you to measure it. So that's what they've done this time. Now they put down the chains, they put it down, and they do say still, good enough for a first down by not much more than the length of the football. 1:08 showing on the clock, period number two. The Sydney Warriors over the UVE Storm by a 6-0 score here on a Friday evening. And we'll say a rainy Friday evening at that. Hopefully the field at Delhi will drain well overnight and be playable tomorrow. Ball snap back to McDonald, and Nate McDonald is going to be very, very, very close as he goes right up off his right tackle. And now let's see where they are. They're probably going to have to sort things out. They'll spot the ball down at about the 2-yard line. A little bit of a nail biter here to take you into halftime.
McDonald's doing a nice job. You know, it's just a direct snap to him. He's not having to exchange the ball with anybody else, and he just follows his lineman and gets what he can.
We'll be back with the last 44 seconds of this first half of this ball game. You're listening to Live Sports on WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6-0 is our score. The Sydney Warriors over the UVE Storm. 44 seconds remaining until halftime. The ball is going to be, snapped back to McDonald. He cannot cleanly pick it up. It came in low at about shoe-top level and blowing through the center of that line. Two or three linemen who managed to bring him down for a couple of yards loss. Third, and now we'll call it four.
And the clock continues to run.
And the ball boy running out of there quickly. It's going to be Cody Bourne carrying it. He won't get enough. He gets it down to about the maybe 3-yard line, and immediately the Sydney Warriors will call timeout. 17.3 seconds. This is one of those situations where both sets of coaches will take advantage of the timeout. For the UVE Storm, they want to find a defense that's going to stop the onrushing Warriors and make it a 6-0 ball game at halftime. For the Sydney Warriors, they'd like to find an opportunity to be able to get another score in here and go in by a greater than one touchdown difference. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? 17.3 seconds to go, and it's only about 47 minutes after 7. If this game started at 7 o'clock, that's the first half.
Your clock watching again? So the UVE Storm now have finished their words with the coaches and come back out to dig in. It will bring up a fourth, and we'll call it maybe four. It said it was a long three, so we'll evaluate that and see. Now the Sydney coaches coming off the field, and we're ready to go. Time for this play, and then maybe one more. Nate McDonald takes the snap, hands off to number 22. That's Brandon Walters. Walters is going to be stacked up, and what are they going to do? Will they say he gets it? No, it is not. It is going to be first and 10. For the UVE Storm, from about the 1-yard line, 13.1 seconds showing on the clock.
UVE wants to just be so careful. Don't fumble the ball. Just get it out of the end zone. Let the clock run out. Don't do anything silly.
Brandon Miles, probably smart enough to be able to take that snap and go to his knee and let it go from there. So now the Warriors are going to dig in on defense. And the ball will be kept on the ground. There is a big pile. The clock continues to run. And now they finally wave it to stop at 5.7 seconds. And when they come up, let's see what the officials have to say. Will the officials say that it is going to be a Sydney? Sydney was trying to claim we recovered. Now they're going to say touchdown, so they must have coughed up the football. Who will get credit for that fumble recovery and the corresponding touchdown? We can't see from here. But at 5.7 seconds left here in period number two, we have a fumble recovery and a touchdown for the Sydney Warriors. And I'll let you guys figure out who the heck that was.
I'm going to wait for one of these guys to say something. All I do know is Brent Gray, number 54, was the first one to signal touchdown. So he either knew something or saw something.
12-0 is the score, and with that, Nate McDonald will manage to carry it in on the PAT run. So he goes in and makes it a 14-0 ball game. So now all we have to do is figure out who got the fumble recovery and who is given credit for the touchdown. So it is a 14-0 Sydney over UVE. UVE Storm, and I was all of a sudden distracted out on the field. I think we'll keep it right here instead of going back to the studio for 5 seconds. I think we'll keep it right here and then be ready for the end of the quarter coming up.
Boy, no idea what happened out there. You know, that's UVE did not want to do something silly like that. They would have been happy to go in at halftime down by 6 points. Now they're down 14.
So the halftime score is most likely, and I may be saying this a little prematurely, most likely to be 14-0. The ball being teed up by McDonald. Nate McDonald holds his hand up, and once he approaches that football, here we go. So it's going to be a low end-over-end kick. It's going to be picked up in there, and I want to say that it's going to be probably Dylan Akins by the looks of it. He picks the ball up, doesn't get any running room, and tries to stare down the man that is approaching him. And as a result, it is going to be no run back whatsoever, and with that, time will run out. So we have had the first period of this ball game this evening put in the record books, as they say, and we'll be back with the halftime report coming up momentarily. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.